The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 10. Relics of Tree Worship in Modern Europe. Part 4. In the highlands of Scotland, the revival of vegetation in spring used to be graphically represented on St. Bride's Day, the 1st of February. Thus in the Hebrides, the mistress and servants of each family take a sheaf of oats, and dress it up in women's apparel, put it in a large basket and lay a wooden club by it, and this they call Brid's bed. And then the mistress and servants cry three times, "Brid is come, Brid is welcome." Single quote, this they do just before going to bed, and when they rise in the morning they look among the ashes, expecting to see the impression of Brid's club there. Which if they do, they reckon it a true presage of a good crop and prosperous year, and the contrary they take as an ill omen. The same custom is described by another witness thus: upon the night before Candlemas it is usual to make a bed with corn and hay, over which some blankets are laid, in a part of the house, near the door. When it is ready, a person goes out and repeats three times, "Bridget, Bridget, come in. Thy bed is ready." Single quote, one or more candles are left burning near it all night. Similarly in the Isle of Man, on the eve of the 1st of February, a festival was formerly kept, called, in the Manx language, Laubrishi, in honour of the Irish lady who went over to the Isle of Man to receive the veil from St. Morold. The custom was to gather a bundle of green rushes, and standing with them in the hand on the threshold of the door, to invite the holy Saint Bridget to come and lodge with them that night. In the Manx language, the invitation ran thus, "Breed, breed, Targes my the tart in the Ames Nogot Foshil G in Doris da Breed, as Iheg da Breed e Hertz day." Single quote in English, "Bridget, Bridget, come to my house tonight. Open the door for Bridget, and let Bridget come in." Single quote, after these words were repeated, the rushes were strewn on the floor by way of a carpet or bed for Saint Bridget. A custom very similar to this was also observed in some of the out isles of the ancient Kingdom of Man. In these Manx and Highland ceremonies it is obvious that Saint Bride, or Saint Bridget, is an old heathen goddess of fertility, disguised in a threadbare Christian cloak. Probably she is no other than Bridget, the Celtic goddess of fire and apparently of the crops. Often the marriage of the spirit of vegetation in spring, though not directly represented, is implied by naming the human representative of the spirit, the bride, and dressing her in wedding attire. Thus in some villages of Altmark at Whitsuntide, while the boys go about carrying a may tree or leading a boy enveloped in leaves and flowers, the girls lead about the may bride, a girl dressed as a bride with a great nosegay in her hair. They go from house to house, the may bride singing a song in which she asks for a present and tells the inmates of each house that if they give her something they will themselves have something the whole year through. But if they give her nothing they will themselves have nothing. In some parts of Westphalia two girls lead a flower crowned girl called the Whitsuntide bride from door to door, singing a song in which they ask for eggs.